We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support. Stardate, October 23rd. The black hole at the heart of a distant quasar has the biggest appetite astronomers have ever seen. It gobbles down the equivalent of one sun per day, more than any other known black hole. It's fed by the widest disk of gas and dust yet seen, and it outshines everything else in the known universe, 500 trillion times the sun's brightness. The quasar is so far away that we see it as it looked when the universe was a little more than one-tenth of its current age. It was discovered in the early 1980s, but astronomers thought it was a star. They deciphered its true nature just a couple of years ago. The heart of the quasar is a black hole 17 billion times the mass of the sun. That's not a record, but it's near the top of the list. The black hole's enormous gravity pulls in gas, dust, and stars. They form a spinning disk around the black hole. The disk is 7 light years across, half again the distance from the sun to its closest neighboring star. As material in the disk funnels toward the black hole, it's heated to millions of degrees. So the disk shines brilliantly, allowing us to see it across most of the visible universe. The quasar is in Pictor, the painter's easel. For sky watchers in the far southern United States, the constellation is barely in view low in the south before dawn. Despite the quasar's great power, though, it's much too faint to see without a telescope. You can find more astronomy news in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.